Welcome Hoosier Nation to our, I don't really know what show it is, but at blank, my episode of the Hoosier Sound. I am your host, Matthew Lukens, for this week. And our show has one main goal: give you a perspective on IU sports from the point of view as a student or young adult. In addition, we will also give our hot takes around the sports world. You can go live every Tuesday evening at 8:30, but if you miss us live, you can subscribe to us on various networks, and then you can hear us on your own time. We are also on now on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and our live stream will be posted on our YouTube page after each recording. All you have to do is search the Hoosier Sound wherever you listen to podcasts and just hit subscribe. It's that simple, easy, and it would mean a lot to us if you guys hit that subscribe button for us. Social media is also big for us, and we post updates for you guys on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you give us a like and a follow, as well as subscribe on our YouTube account. All the information is in the description down below. You can also check out our website, thehoosiersound.com, to find all of our information in one place. On our website, you can look for blogs as well as articles and a bunch of other fun stuff every once in a while. So make sure you follow us on Twitter to get up to date when we post those. All right, Hoosier Nation, it's time for some sports talk. Tonight, our lovely Indiana Hoosiers just lost at Nebraska. And I was trying to think of how to start this with trying to be positive. So I think I'm just going to start it off with Justin Smith had 16 points and looked like a great prospect for the future. I mean, he did score all 16 points while we were still in the game, but that's the one positive from tonight, I think, is Justin Smith looks like a really, really good prospect for the future, and I'm excited. But speaking of the future, and hopefully the past, senior night is Friday, and I don't like to bash players. But our senior guards tonight did not play like seniors. Actually, they didn't play at all, really. I mean, Robert Johnson, to give him credit, was actually attacking the rim and actually was trying. But Josh Newkirk has no confidence anymore. Freddie McSwain wasn't typical Freddie. He mishandled a couple passes tonight, didn't score very much, and our boy McRoberts, who's been improving it all season that he can compete, got out competed tonight, fouled out, and like I think he played maybe 12 minutes. Didn't score, had two rebounds. Wasn't good. I mean, there's a whole list of players that didn't play very well, but the one that sticks out the most out of all the people that played tonight had to be the most improved player over the past month. And that is Devonte Green, because he reverted back right back to bad Devonte. There's good Devonte and there's bad Devonte. We've been seeing good Devonte a lot more frequently to make me think or start to believe that, you know what? Maybe Devonte is actually going to be good Devonte every game, and then he'll just have some bad moments. I convince myself every time I do this. I do this to myself. I go, we're going to win by four tonight. That's what I said. Because we win by two, and then they're going to foul us, and we'll make the two foul shots. But first off, us making foul shots, a little bit out of the realm of comprehension. I don't know why I thought that. That is fantasy. I don't remember the last time we hit two free throws in a row. So, I mean, of course, we did it tonight. But it's not, it's more often that we miss one or miss both than we do make two. So, and then I had hope. I did four game winning streak. And then I now realize that look who we played. Wasn't good. Nebraska's still not good. The refs are awful. Oh my God. Do not get me started on Big Ten refs, because I can go into a whole show about how bad, how is there is no continuation in college. There's none. There's no continuation in college. You can't do that.
Nebraska. Got an and one. Thank God he missed the free throw. Continuation. In college. The foul was on the floor. He took another step, then put the ball up. Of course. Continuation. Right? We just might as well just change the rules as it is. Another note for tonight. 19 turnovers. I was really wishing that he'd get one more, so we hit 20. So there's the big headline, 20 turnovers. But now we just get to 19. It's like throwback to last year when that was like a regular occurrence. Frustrating. It's so frustrating because this team shows us at times the promise of a good team. And then, literally, after probably the best game on the road that they played all season long, last game, our defense wasn't up to snuff, and our offense picked it up. We go on road again, and I put that down as just a bad a loss. As the first Illinois loss. So it's really hard to root for this team. And they're lovable and also they kill you at the same time, right? Like I'm sitting in this game, they get a 4-point lead and my roommate goes, "Ah, no, it's over. It's over." I'm like, are you saying it's over? It's a 4-point game, and then they go on another 5-point run, and it's a 9-point game. And then I'm like, well, it's 9 points with 2 minutes left. They can still come back. And ugly turnover, dumb shot, bad pass, a foul that wasn't called on Juwan. And we lose. Defense kept us in the game. And then the refs took us out of it. Out of our defense, at least. They didn't take us out of the game because you can't blame the game on entirely on the refs. The refs are bad. But you can win games when the refs are bad. You should win games when the refs are bad because then the refs are bad also against you and then for you. I don't know. It's honestly a little, yeah, it's depressing. It really is. But let's talk about nicer things. Get off loss because my heart pressure is through the roof and heart pressure, blood pressure. I don't even know. I'm so upset I can't even say the right things. anyways, so let's do a good, bad, and ugly. So we do a good, bad, and ugly segment every week. So my good for this week had to have been the All-Star game this weekend. I thought hands down was the best All-Star game that I've seen or that I can remember. They actually played defense. And people go, oh, how they played defense. It was 140 to 140. Yeah, but they weren't going to play the defense the whole game. So it was nice to see them get a run out. And it was fun to see the combinations that they played with. I thought that was a lot of fun. Kyrie and LeBron and Russell and KD all on the same team, all playing with each other. I thought that was cool. I think that the format's great. I think also Adam Silver talked about maybe changing up the playoff format, where there's like you take the 8 and 8 from each conference and then you put them into 16 and then it goes 16 on up. I like that a lot, actually. I feel like because I feel like sometimes when the West has been a lot better than the East, I feel like the finals has been played in the Western Conference Finals and not the actual finals. So that's a great improvement. I really like that idea. Whether it turns out that way or not, we'll have to see. But and then bad has to be the guard play from tonight because, oh boy, it was ugly. It should be ugly. But we're moving on to breaking news tonight. There's reports from the Dallas Mavericks organization about sexual misconduct, and I don't really know how to put this into words, but harassment? Yeah, harassment. Sexual harassment claims from female and I think maybe some male workers, or were backed up by male workers at the Mavericks. That involves our boy Mark Cuban. I don't think it's based around Mark. I think it's based around president of something. He's a Princeton grad and went to Harvard and Yale and all those schools. But something about him, and it's really ugly. Sports Illustrated just put out a report. So if you're interested in learning about that and what's going on with that, I would point you over to that report because they definitely know more than I do, and I don't want to say anything that's, not correct about something like that. So, quick show. Tough game to watch. As a fan, it's really hard to, hey, we got a podcast. Look at us, IU Hoops. But we're here. We're gonna do it. It's the grind. Trust the process. We're gonna get better. We got guards coming in next year, or a guard, a point guard. Fantasy looks good. Hopefully, the man from down south, that shall not be named. And then, if not that, a grad transfer, please. But yeah, really excited for the future. Just the present kind of sucks. But that about wraps it up. For the show of the Hoosier Sound, thank you so much for joining us. And please feel free to add any suggestions or comments down below. And then obviously, you can contact us through our website. A reminder, follow us on Twitter at the Hoosier Sound, like us on our Facebook page, as well as subscribe to us on YouTube if you enjoy the show. These are vital for receiving updates for our show, but you can also subscribe on either Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. And then please leave us a review. All of our links are in this description down below. Visit our website at the Hoosier Sound to find all the information regarding our podcast and stay tuned for updates through social media. As always, send us your questions as the audience and be sure to comment, chat, send us a message at contact@thehoosiersound.com on what questions you want to leave, and we'll have them on our next episode. Lastly, if you enjoy our show, leave us a review, tell a friend, share our links, and all of that really helps us out. But thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation. And hopefully, we'll see you positively next time.